All right, so here we are, Absolute Awareness in Ashmore with Carolyn, who's going to hypnotise me to try and help me quit smoking. So after this session, when I go to pick up a cigarette, am I going to want to be sick or am I going to want to run away? Or
sometimes people find that they still have the occasional thought about smoking or they may go to pick up a cigarette, but then you'll actually find that you'll just get rid of it. Yeah. And we can actually do some stuff to make sure that happens.
You said that as you rub your hands together as if there's a...
You've actually almost been electrocuted at some point.
Yes, I see you've done your research. During my electrical engineer's license final exam, I did electrocute myself.
It does concern me why you're asking about being electrocuted.
Yeah, so I don't know, what's that got to do with me quitting smoking?
So with hypnotherapy, we can set up what we call an anchor, so that each and every time you pick up a cigarette, you'll find that you actually feel that same spark.
So if I get a cigarette and touch him with it, it'll be like I can electrocute him every time?
Only if he actually picks it up.
Oh, can we make it so...
No, because that was actually a painful experience. All right, well, without further ado, shall we... have a crack at this and see how we go.
So after getting a brief rundown on how this was all going to work, I was still a little bit concerned about this anchor.
On the other hand, though, I had a great idea.
So before we actually start, I'm going to set up the anchor that we were talking about.
Oh, God.
So, can we get someone I touch him?
Because you're just going to keep touching me.
Well, maybe you could be the one that presses him on the knuckle instead of me then.
Yeah. Sweet.
Cool.
Can we? All
right. So now with Renee having access to be able to electrocute me every time she touched me on the hand, I was starting to think this was more for her enjoyment than my health.
You were spot on.
Each and every time you pick up a cigarette, you'll simply feel that spark, that jolt, that zap. That's right. Each and every time you pick up a cigarette, you'll simply feel that. That's right. That zap, that spark. And simply drop that cigarette on the floor. Because you know that you're over it.
So after 20 minutes of feeling like I'd been strapped to an electrical chair with Renee at the helm, Caroline decided to try and make me feel good about myself, which Renee also found quite amusing.
Jack, you think about the health benefits, the fact that you're going to be more attractive to women. In fact, you're going to be more attractive to everyone now that you are a non-smoker.
So my session to save my life and repair my health was finally over. And you'd think my trusty co-host, who wanted me to do this to make myself healthier, would want to know whether I felt like a cigarette again. But she only had one thing on her mind. Whether or not she could electrocute me after I was awake.
Come here. Let's try.
Although I knew what was going on, it was still weird.
Come here. Let me try and see what works again. Come here. Just give me your hand, Jack.